Oh, we got it sponsored now.
Yes, yes. Thanks to Founders, All Day IPA. Maybe a couple of those this weekend.
There you go. Sounds good. We have Dear John, questions submitted by you guys, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com.
I don't know if you know this, but last night when you sent these out, you included me on the email.
Oh, no. Did you?
But having the moral compass of the show, at least supposedly the moral compass of the show.
You avoided the temptation.
I did. I clicked on it because I thought it was just more a couple of topics. Maybe, hey, you decided to add a little bit later in the night. As soon as I saw it was Dear John, I decided, I'm like, this is, I don't want to ruin the spirit of the segment.
So just a little look ahead. We have luxury living.
Okay.
The work wife.
Oh, boy.
Picking up women at the gym.
Ooh.
And should I involve HR?
Okay. All right.
We'll start with luxury living. Dear John, I'm a listener in Chicago, originally from Sterling Heights, but I moved out here for work. I'm looking to upgrade what I think would be to my dream place. Floor-to-ceiling windows, rooftop pool, kitchen island, in-unit disher washer. Also has a full basketball court and a full-time gym like you could sell memberships to. It would be an additional $300 a month, which stretches me to the edge of my budget. I could afford it, but I'd have to cut back on going out and slow down on my savings goals. Should I splurge?
So, is this a rental or is this a purchase?
Apartment's renting, I would imagine.
Okay.
But that's city living.
Right. It's city living. I would say no. If it's going to, if it's simply cutting down on some of the other things, you choose where you spend your money. Mm-hmm. But if it's cutting down on your savings, at this point, I would say no. Don't do it, because if it's just a rental, you're never going to get that money back. You're not building any equity in it. And I mean, if it was a purchase, it was a condo.
Sure.
Then I would say, okay, I would, because you got two forms of savings. One, if you have a mortgage, right, you're paying your mortgage, you're building equity there, you're building for something in the future, and, you know, versus just throwing it into, you know, the market. I would say don't stop saving. If it doesn't fit in your budget right now and that's the change you're going to have to make, I would say no, don't do it.
Heather?
I totally agree with you. You don't want to be house poor, right?
Right.
Like, save money. If you can't afford this yet, if it's really pushing you thin, I just think maybe it's something you still wait for, right? Like, wait till you have the
funds
the right
to
budget.
Do it. Yeah.
And I think it's tough because you could sell yourself, well, I'll save on a gym membership. Do you have one right now? Like, you can't save money that you weren't already spending.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to say, I just won't go out as much. And then your buddies call you up and you're like, oh,
you're in Chicago. You're not going to go out in Chicago?
Right.
Who are we kidding here?
Yeah. You're still going to go do those things. So I would say wait for that dream place. It will be there when you're ready.
Especially if you have a little more saved up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, the next one is work wife. Dear John, my husband has a work wife. They're coworkers who hang out a lot and occasionally go out to lunch. She'll bring him homemade snacks, and he's brought her leftover desserts that I made for him. It didn't bother me at first, but the more it goes on, the worse I feel. To make matters worse, she recently work proposed to him to make their relationship work official. Work official, like, you know,
okay.
Work official. She joked they should throw a wedding at work out of and use their pizza party funds. I'm furious. There's a rumor she's going to wear her wedding dress from her failed marriage 5 years ago. My husband thinks it's hilarious and won't take me seriously. What do I do?
Your husband needs a smack upside the head, and I'm not a proponent of spousal abuse. That's not where this is, but you got to knock some sense into him. This is weird. That's extremely weird. How he doesn't see it or listen to his wife and her concerns, there's already something there.
What I was going to say. If he doesn't find the fact that she might wear a wedding dress to work strange.
Well, just having an event like that at work is weird.
Well, yeah, the
all
marriage.
All of it is.
The first part, okay, hey, you're going to bring in some desserts, she brings in treats, fine, whatever.
I think that's fine. I do think male and female coworkers can do those things. I don't think like, oh, I'm sorry.
But I don't think you should use the term work wife. I think that's weird in and of itself.
It
beyond
is.
Beyond wedding dress and ceremony.
But there was a job I used to have, and somebody would refer to me as their work wife. I would never refer to them as, like, my work husband, but it was just, like, because we worked together.
Yeah, you can be. You can have. Know. You can have friends
your
at work. Your coworkers. Yeah, the whole work wife thing is
that's weird.
And, okay, I get it. Right, you know, you work, and it's if you're working a 9 to 5, a lot of times you do see your coworkers more than you see your spouse.
Yes,
you know, a waking hours.
Of course,
but.
Don't blur that line, though.
No, that's just...
This more than blurs the line.
Oh, my goodness. To have a quote-unquote wedding at work?
What does this guy think? Oh, it's all part of the joke. It's all part of the bit, dude.
That's weird.
Yeah, she's off her rocker. That's crazy.
Find a new job.
That's crazy.
Picking up women at the gym. Dear John, I've been kicking ass, going to the gym, getting in shape. I run 4 miles a day. Best shape of my life. I'm also single, and I want to get out there more. I'm sure you've seen those videos online, guys caught staring at the gym. I don't want to be seen as a creep. How do I approach women at the gym? Do you have any advice?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. Especially now that my daughters are, going to gyms, and they always come home with stories about, oh, this guy said hi. And instantly as a dad, I'm like, oh, weirdo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't force anything. Whatever conversation happens, and I don't know how it would start, it just has to be organic. And it can't be, like, I don't know that I would ever go up to anybody in a gym. And my perspective on this is a little different. I have not been a frequent gym goer because all of my workout experience has been at team gyms and workout facilities. But I have, since retirement, been in some gyms. Not the place to pick up women. I think you just always come off as weird unless there is organic conversation that happens. But I wouldn't force anybody. Like if a girl has her headphones,
that's the first thing I was going to say. Take cues. If she's got headphones in, don't bother her.
No.
If you can initiate a conversation that's more casual about like how many more reps you have, or you're at the waterfall.
Are you done with this machine?
Do you
need
a spot?
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm joking.
But I also think some of this does come down to, like, we joke, is she hot? Does she find you attractive? Are you hot, right? I mean, from a woman, what could be creepy from a guy could be less creepy if she's attracted to you.
Yeah. But I don't know, Heather, you've been in gyms.
I do. Have I you work ever out had frequently.
Anybody? I know your relationship with Colin started not at a gym, so.
No, gosh, no.
Need a spa?
Yeah.
No.
Any weird
gotta
experiences
get lower.
That you could?
Not really, no. But like you said, like I go with headphones on. Like I'm not there to mingle. I've never, haven't really gone to a gym single where I'm like. Yeah. Is that? I don't even think that's where I would go to pick up a guy. But I go with my headphones on. I am in the zone. Don't mess with me.
But in people's defense, if you were at the gym, right now you don't have your wedding ring on.
I never
wear
my ring.
If you don't have a wedding ring on there, somebody may not know.
That's
probably
true.
Wouldn't
well,
know and, that you're and so
I would let them know politely, like,
of course. Oh, I'm married.
Yeah.
But you have this we live in this era now where everybody's on the dating apps and women say, like, well, I wish guys would approach me. Well, this is a shared space that you guys both have a shared interest.
What's the way to do it? Yeah, I would say no.
Avoid it.
Unless something naturally happens in regards to conversation.
You both go to grab the dumbbell at the same time.
And your hands touch.
Oh,
there's a moment.
The last one really quickly.
Okay, involving HR. So, dear John, I've got a coworker whose hygiene is more than questionable. Bad breath is one thing, but this guy openly reeks of BO. Not sure if he even owns deodorant. How do I handle it? Is that an HR issue, or do you politely let him know first?
So it's one thing if it's a girl telling a guy telling a girl. I think that can be awkward. If it was a dude, I'm a very straightforward individual, and if I got to be in this space, I would just say, dude, I'm not sure what's going on, but you stink today.
You'd be blunt.
Yeah, I'd be very straightforward with it. And there are signals that you can send, like, if you're in the same room, you'd be like, what is that smell? But I'm not that type of individual. I'm going to be very straightforward and say, man, did you forget to shower this morning, or could you help us out here a little bit?
But what if it's
what if
like
you end
your
up in
boss?
HR? Oh god.
Oh, if it's your
boss?
Well,
it depends on what your relationship is with your coworker.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's
right.
your superior, are you going to say that to him? Like, man, you stink today. Go home and take a shower.
And every day.
If it's my boss,
teeth?
Probably not. I don't know.
If Jimmy comes in and he smells rancid.
For Jimmy, I would. But And again, it depends on the relationship that you have. How long you've been working together? How long has this been going on? Is this a new, you know, situation? The same individual, but a new situation. Yeah, it's. But I'm always, hey, it's better to be straightforward.
It's Dear John. It's 97.1.